Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, private capital is stirring again, it seems. After a tough couple of years, venture capital and private equity investors are starting to re-engage, but they're being a little more selective. In this new climate, well-run, scalable small businesses with strong fundamentals back on the radar. I guess that makes sense. But competition for funding is obviously fierce, and founders need more than just a good idea to stand out. So what exactly are investors looking for right now, and what sends them packing? Joining us is Janice Johnston, Chief Executive Officer of Edge Growth Ventures, also a member of the Southern African Venture Capital and Private Equity Association. And I want her to share some ideas on what founders need to know to become truly investment ready. So, Janice, a very warm welcome to you. What has changed then in private capital markets this year that is maybe bringing investors back to the table? Maybe a little bit more cautious, a little bit more judicious, but nonetheless, there is piqued interest.
Yes, Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me on the show. The piqued interest is really around this commitment to economic growth and understanding that SME investing and VCs are really the engine room of growth in the economy that can deliver both strong financial returns and also impact-oriented metrics such as job creation, expanding economic participation in certain sectors. And there's renewed interest to try and participate in those areas.
So in your view, then, what would make a small business stand out right now to investors?
The main area that really does attract attention is a business that has an exceptionally strong ability to prove product market fit and a scalable business model. So that's really proving that people are willing to pay for a product that you are solving a genuine problem.
And Janice, on the flip side, what are the red flags then that would turn investors away, even if the idea on paper does seem like a good one?
So a lot of the investigation through the due diligence process for an investor is trying to mitigate or properly understand both the perceived and the actual risk within the business. So anything that can be done to showcase that the risk is better than expected will always have a positive outcome. And that can be shown through strong financials and strong financial controls that build up trust in terms of the forecasts and their ability to show revenue stream and growth. Other areas that are also important to unpack are the quality of the investment team, because often at this stage of investing, it is, or in fact, probably more about the team than it is about the idea, and understanding that they have the right complementary skill set to deliver on the value proposition that they're engaging in.
So the balance sheet is important, the team is important, but I think you'll also point out that governance is critical in the early stages. So what does good governance actually look like in this respect?
Good governance requires structure. It requires intent and ensuring that they have fit-for-purpose boards, oversight, and other accounting regulations and policies in place that can really be replicable and trustworthy as the business progresses.
You've also warned about, and I'll throw the quote back at you, chasing the hype. What did you mean by that, and why would this be a dangerous trap for founders?
So it speaks to that risk return element that I was talking about in terms of wanting to build credibility and not setting unrealistic expectations that founders are not able to meet. And it's kind of focusing on the short term as opposed to the long term. And we really sort of see this often where there are excessive growth metrics or revenue targets set. And if they are not delivered on, it really does negatively impact the founders and their ability to raise additional capital. And so what can start as quite a sort of burst of activity effectively just kind of extinguishes quite quickly, as opposed to building solid, credible foundations for a growth business.
You mentioned the quality of the people, which is obviously critical, but you go on to say that founder mindset often comes up, as well as something called coachability. How do you evaluate that in a pitch?
So coachability is really about the willingness to take feedback. It's the ability to understand that it's an evolving picture and that you may need to adjust course depending on data and circumstances. Because ultimately, the growth scale journey is not a direct, rigid path. And if we see too much rigidity within a founder, we just don't think they're going to be able to be part of a scalable business.
And Janice, right now, are there particular sectors or even types of businesses that are more attractive to venture capital or private equity funds this year than compared to the past, and why?
So for VC investors, the scalability of the business model is always a key success factor, and often that does talk to more tech-orientated businesses, be that through tech platforms or software as a service or other type of elements where they can scale in a manner that doesn't add additional cost to the business whilst revenue can grow. So, you know, that is still very much a key area of focus. But I would say that some of the elements that are sort of shifting more latterly is aligned with things like the green economy. It's also elements of fintech and insurtech, as well as some interesting opportunities in the education tech space.
And just a final one, and maybe let's leave our listeners with a piece of real advice here. For a small or medium-sized business owner who's listening to us, is there one practical thing they could do this week to boost their investment appeal?
The one thing that would really, really help is for them to ensure that they are proving their product market fit in the best way possible, ensuring that their customer base is actively engaging with their product, preferably in a recurring basis, and that they are delivering on their financial projections.
And I'm going to leave it there with my thanks. That is Janice Johnston, Chief Executive Officer of Edge Growth Ventures, also a member of the Southern African Venture Capital and Private Equity Association. Janice, thank you so much.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.